Check this out, Facebook Live.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Good morning, everybody, on Facebook Live. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio Land, man. You are live on The Grind, man. It is a happy Thursday morning, man, and we are, you know, fired up and excited about what today holds for you. We're just fired up excited about what the rest of the day and the rest of the weekend is going to hold, because, man, we're one day away from the weekend, as they say, man. Good morning to everybody that's dialing in on Blog Talk Radio. Great morning to everybody that's dialing in on YouTube. If you're not listening on YouTube, guys, go to thegrindradio.com, and you'll be able to see me live on the new YouTube platform right there, thegrindradio.com. And you'll be able to see me live, because, as always, this broadcast is going to go away from Facebook. I know we're all really partial to Facebook and all of that good stuff. So we created a link for YouTube. So you can go there. You can do your commenting and everything there as well, so that your voice is heard right here live on The Grind, man. So, you know, let's get started, man. This is the realest show ever. Right? Unscripted conversation. This is where we are most definitely going to say some things that that other people only think about saying. But we're going to say them tastefully. And sometimes you may be a little afraid to say it, you know, but that's okay. We'll try to say it for you as best we can, you know, and it's okay. You'll still have a voice, right? So I see people from all over chiming in. Hey, what's going on with Zena Scott down in Philadelphia? Guys, tell somebody that, you know, jump on The Grind. They can dial in with a phone number if they want. They don't even have to dial in direct. So if they want to dial in with the phone, just hit 657-383-1291, or go to thegrindradio.com or my Facebook page, we're going to get it popping today. So tell somebody that you feel good, because I feel good today back home. Was able to sleep in my own bed last night. But we got something great for you guys today. I'm going to tell you right now, something that's going to help you move to the next level. And it's funny, too. So so y'all stick with me, man. We'll be right back at the break.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah,
I feel good, I know it.
Come on. On the inside, will show up on the outside. Come on.
You know I'm gonna thank him today.
The happiness in my life, today it won't be denied. Down in blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I feel good, and I know it.
Come on.
Don't hate me if I show it today.
The joy I feel on the inside will show up.
Come on. I'm gonna thank him today.
The happy. happiness in my life.
On this bright and early Thursday morning, man, hopefully you guys are having a great week thus far. And if you're not, man, you need to turn that thing around. We're going to show you how to turn that thing around today. And it's one simple trick that you really need to do. But, man, how was your hump day is the question. How was your hump day? And I'm trying to pull up these platforms for you all. And okay, I got that one. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, man, a lot. I'm trying to figure out what it is that I want to pull out first because there's so much stuff that I want to talk about. But as always, I can't talk about all of it. So who do we have on Facebook Live? We've got, I see Sean Jackson. He was great morning, young lady. Jackie Billingham Bashford. Oh, you ever get on? Great morning, Jackie. Great to see you. Great morning, Miss Bernita Ship. Great morning, young lady. Miss Pam Mickens McCray, my beautiful wife. Great morning to you as well. Hope you guys got your coffee because I need my coffee to start my day every single day. So, man, what happened hump day? Hump day, we did a lot of driving, or I should say, I did a lot of driving. While Pam just did a lot of maniac stuff on the other side. You know, she was like an octopus over there doing different things while I drove for 7.5 hours. But, you know, that's what we do, man. That's what we do. But hopefully you guys had a great Wednesday. And one of the things that I really wanted to talk about this morning, and if I can get this thing to work here. Yeah, one of the things I really want to talk about this morning is about excuses, man. You know, I say don't make excuses, make adjustments. Don't make excuses, make adjustments. And as a song that I really want to play for you guys, and when I come back after, I think you're going to like the song, first of all. I think you're really going to like the song. And when I come back after this break, man, we're going to talk about excuses and what adjustments to actually make, you know, instead of making those excuses. So, man, this song was just introduced to me this night, as a matter of fact. And I want to actually play it for you guys, if I can find. I got like 4,000 windows open here, which isn't cool. But I want to play this song for you guys, and I actually love it, man. I love the beat. I love everything about the song. So, you know, buckle up. I'll tell you who it is after it's finished playing. So, you know, just kind of listen to it, you know, kind of groove with the beat a little bit. You know, I really love this song. We'll come back, man. We're talking about not making excuses, but making adjustments, man.
In my shine, they try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life.
Frustrated with my computer right now because it got everybody on super swole mode. So I see all of you guys like times 12, but I guess that's what I need. All the words are real big, can't get rid of that. But man, thank God this is the realest show ever. I can tell you guys that. So who do we have chiming in? Man, on Facebook Live, man, I see it real big. Now, great morning, Mr. Riley, Mr. John B. Riley Jr. Great morning. Welcome to the show, sir. Welcome to the show, Miss Keisha Green. What's going on, superstar? Welcome to the show. Right, ain't nobody stopping me. What's going on? What's going on? Welcome, welcome, welcome. What else do we have here? Mr. Jay Atchison, welcome to the show, sir. Great morning, great morning. All right, who else do we have? Who else do we have? Jacinda Mitchell, welcome to the show this morning, young lady. Thanks for tuning in to The Grind. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning, Miss Tiffany Macon. I see you guys chiming in, looking all sexy, looking lovely. Thank y'all for chiming in. Bright and early, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, man, that's dedication. Love y'all. I got y'all on Swole on Facebook Live, so I don't know how to get that off. So when you can't fix something, you just got to move past it. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. We IAO, we improvise, adapt, and overcome. So here's the deal. For all of you that aren't on, haven't checked out my YouTube platform, check it out. Let me know if it's working, all right? Because, man, I'm having so many problems with that thing. And then when I do get it working, it seems like it doesn't want to work. So go there and check that out, thegrindradio.com. And make sure that thing is working, man. So I want to tell you guys a funny story, but, you know, before I tell you this funny story, I want to reiterate on what we're really talking about today. You know, you can't really make excuses and adjustments at the same time. So we say either make excuses, don't make excuses, make adjustments. And so many people out there are, we call them professional victims or professional procrastinators, right? People that say they're going to do something, but don't really do it. And they'll give you every excuse in the world. Some of you know what I'm talking about because you may be that person. And it's okay. Some of us, you know, we already know that one of the main ways to fix something is to identify that there is first a problem. Until you believe that there's a problem, until you believe that there's a challenge, then there's really nothing to fix. So a lot of us walk around and we basically tell ourselves what we want to hear every single day, and we have those pity parties, and we get in our comfort zone and we do exactly what we feel is good, what feels good. You rearrange that. We do what feels good. And when you start doing what feels good, what's comfortable, the thing that never stretches you, of course, man, we call that just making excuses and not adjustments. So I've heard people say either, I can remember being pulled over by the police one time, and the police wanted to, I was speeding, I was rightfully so, and, you know, I was respectful, and he said, hey, you know how fast he was going. I said, no, I don't. I think I was going around such and such. And he started to talk, and he started to just give me a lecture. And I said, officer, look, I'm in a hurry. I said, I either you're going to give me the ticket or you're going to give me the speech. You know, I'm cool with either or, but we got to make a decision because it seems like you're going to give me a ticket anyway, so I don't want to take both, right? So just if you're going to give me the ticket, I'd appreciate it if you just write it because I really have somewhere to be. I was speeding. I get it. You know, my bad. Give me the ticket so I can roll on. And he looked at me. He said, okay, right. He went and gave me the ticket, you know? So I deserved it. So I'm like, man, give me that thing, you know? But I'm not going to take the ticket and the speech, right? So, you know, did a lot of thinking yesterday, man. Did a lot of, as they say, pontificating on certain things yesterday. And, you know, when you're left by yourself, man, what's going on, Mr. Battle, Bishop Jeff Battle, man, my best friend in the world, man. Love you, brother. Thanks for jumping on. Man, you know, did a lot of pontificating, as they say, yesterday. What's going on, Bridget Grant down in NYC? Thanks for jumping on, young lady. Did a lot of pontificating yesterday on the long drive. Thought about a lot of different things. Thought about a lot of different ideas for this show. Man, punched a lot of fear in the face because, yeah, you know, even me, you know, we have certain things that we, you know, procrastinate about. And life is a journey. Sometimes life is a struggle, but no struggle, no growth, right? So you move through everything. And I really wish I could get my Facebook page to act right so that I don't have to see these comments on magnified like 1,000%. Sometimes Apple can be real smart, and sometimes it can be real dumb, or maybe it's just me. But nonetheless, we're going to drive on, man. We're going to IAO. So, you know, we're driving down the road, man, trying to figure things out, you know, thinking about what I could do to you know, just in life, to do things differently and even take the show to a different level. And man, a lot of things came to mind. And, you know, that's the whole premise of what I want to talk about today. You know, don't make excuses, make adjustments, because as I was driving along, I could think about all of the things that I should do. But then I started to think about reasons as to why I didn't or I hadn't done them, or reasons why maybe I won't. Reasons why I maybe won't do them may be more relevant than the reasons why I haven't done them. You know, the reasons why I haven't done them is pretty much excuses. It's me procrastinating. So I had to make a new resolve yesterday to do some things, you know, to even set up my, you know, my schedule for, you know, when I'm going to start traveling and when I'm going to start, you know, one of the things I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to bring the Master Your Mindset series, you know, I'm going to bring that thing from city to city, and it's going to grow. It's going to be huge. I already got it set up in my head. You know, I already know the cities where I'm going and first and things of that nature. So I'm looking at that and I'm saying, okay, God, exactly, you know, what am I gonna talk about? And he said, what do you mean, silly? What are you gonna talk about? You've been talking about it the whole time. You even did a whole 5-part series on it. So what do you mean, you know, what are you gonna talk about? But those are some of the things. Let's just keep it real, guys. Those are some of the things that we say in our mind that keeps us where we are. It keeps us comfortable, right? It keeps us in that zone that where it doesn't require anything of us, right? So when it doesn't require anything of us, it feels good, right? We can just kind of like, you know, step back a little bit. Nobody sees us. Nobody really knows what we're doing. Nobody can really tell you that it's good or it's bad. So all you know is that it feels good right now. So you just keep doing it. And we call it business as usual. We call it that in the military. We call it business as usual in corporate America. You know, nothing changes. It's business as usual. But, you know, I want you guys to really envision your lives right now. And I want you to back up. I want you to rewind. And we don't do this often enough because I talked about reflecting. The other day, I talked about how you reflect on where you were, where you are, and where you're going. And while you're reflecting, you have to take all three of those into effect, right? So if you reflect back on where you were, and man, I can see it, and it's so vivid now when you start to think about it. And those things that you used to do kind of like propel you into the things that you know you want to do right now to get to where you want to be in the future. Right. So I started to really think about, and I started to laugh because I was listening to Will Smith, and Will Smith was talking about how his dad, you know, made him and his brother build this amazing, well, I don't say amazing, this wall that he built. And it took him a year and a half to build this wall. Right. And him and his brother can remember sitting there saying, man, they had to dig this 6-foot hole, first of all, right, in order to get the foundation for a 16-foot wall, right? So he said, I can remember me and my brother saying, man, there's going to be a hole in this ground for years to come because they had to dig the hole and they had to mix the concrete by sand and they had to mix by hand and they had to put everything in, you know, in it, and they had to do this every day. So they had to fill a six-foot hole. And the wall was about 30 foot long. So they had to fill it with enough concrete to set the foundation, right? And then you start laying the bricks, you know, on top of that. So you have to fill the hole like halfway, and then or a little more than half, then you start laying the bricks on top of that, and then you put more concrete on that, and then you start building the wall, because the wall was like 16 foot tall, 30 foot wide, right? So it was a long process for them to build that wall. And as they built that wall, you know, you know, he said something to me that was profound, or that I heard that was profound. And he said, you know, when you start out to build anything, you never start out. And I can't claim this because this is just how deep this was. You know, he said, when you start out to build anything, you never start out and say, you know, like for them, he said, I didn't start out saying that I'm going to build the greatest wall ever. And this wall is going to be awesome and magnificent. You don't really start out that way. That may be the quick vision, but the way you start out is, I'm going to lay this wall brick by brick by brick. And each brick, I'm going to lay each brick, and each brick is going to be the most level brick that you can see. And it's going to be laid perfectly, each little brick. He said, so you don't build a wall with the ultimate wall in mind. You build a wall brick by brick. And when I think about the reflections of my life And now you guys can go on this journey with me. You can think about the reflections of your life as well. And you can think about all of the things that fear played a part of, right? So I'm sorry, guys. I'm having to flip back over for you guys. Great morning, Lisa Ellis. Thanks for jumping on, young lady. I'm getting better at remembering where I was, guys, when I flipped back and forth. That's right, Bishop Val. Ayo, my brother. Ayo. So when you're building anything in life, man, when I think about where I was, and now you reflect back on it, and you're like, man, you're like, where did I come from? And I can remember it like yesterday, man. I can remember going to the military. I can remember, I'm gonna let you guys in on an aspect of my life. I can remember going to the military. I can remember being in the military vividly. The more you remember, the more you reminisce back, the more you remember. And so I can remember all of that. And as I can remember the most important part of me was when I got out. Let me just keep it 100 with you guys, right? When you go into the military, I went in, you know, trying to save my mom and dad's money, right? I'm like, you know, they were sending my two sisters to college. And I can tell that, you know, they didn't get a full scholarship. They got a partial. So, you know, my parents were struggling to send two girls to college. You know, so I figured, you know, I'll just go into the military because I was already in military classes in high school. Right. Some of you know it's JROTC. Right. So I'm in that. I'm doing that. I said, just go to the military. So I blasted off to the military, you know. And, you know, so when I got there, you know, I went, made rank fast and yada, yada, yada. I'm thinking, OK, man, I'm going to do this for life. You know, learned a lot right off the bat. And things were progressing along fine the first 3 years. And man, at that last year is when the whole golf thing kicked off, right? Good morning, Zelodius. Got you. Good morning. It's when the whole Gulf War thing kicked off. And they said, you got to go over to the Middle East. So, you know, I'm like, what? You mean I'm going to absolutely have to pick up a gun and shoot at somebody and get shot at and all that crap? And they said, yeah, absolutely, man, absolutely. What's going on, Jimmy Graham? Great morning. So I said, oh, man, I got to go over there and do all of this stuff. And they said, yeah, you got to do that. So we went over there, and man, I can remember saying to myself, God, if you can just get me out of here in one piece, just get me out of here in one piece, I'm getting out of the military because I ain't signed up for this. But in essence, I did sign up for, right? I signed up to fight my country. That was the grand vision of things. That's how it was. So, you know, God fixed that thing, man, where I got out. You know, I was able to get out and get back 30 days before time for me to ETS, which is into a service, right? So that was exactly the time frame that I needed to actually get out. So otherwise I was going to get extended for years and years to come, right? Because it was a wartime situation. So let me fast forward a little bit. Got out of the military. I can remember the fear setting in and me saying, you know, I don't really know what's going to happen. I don't, if once I get out, I don't know what I'm going to really do when I get out. And yeah, absolutely. Welcome, Jay. Thank you so much. So I didn't really know what I was going to do. So, man, so that whole sequence of event, my process, man, when I got out, I didn't know what was going to happen. All I knew is that I needed to make some money somehow. So I can remember the first thing I did, man, was I went down to went back to my mom and dad's house, and we packed up everything. It was just me, Pam, and Brianna at that time. And Brianna was a year old, I believe. And you know, we packed up everything and went on down. Didn't have much. I got rid of everything green in the military that I had. As a matter of fact, I didn't even like the color green until TLC, to be honest with you, because I wanted to get out of the military so bad. So we went down to my mom and dad's house. I spent a little time there and trying to get my thoughts together. And then we blasted off and started to do some things. I can remember the jobs that I had. Right. The jobs I had a job. I started out with a job at Publix Bakery, man, walked in and it was hot as all get out in there. I'm in there. I'm not making bread. I'm actually packaging the bread up, putting it in the bags. It's in the bags. And I'm taking the bags out and putting the bags in these containers. Right. And these little big plastic things. I'm putting them in. And I can remember the bags of bread coming down so fast. And they were trying to give me the technique how to grab six at a time. I'm like, I got two hands, but I got to grab six bags of bread at the same time. And Pam is laughing at me, y'all. So she, because she remembers too. And I grabbed them. I couldn't grab six bags. Don't they're like, you got to do that. And so immediately I can remember grabbing these bags of bread, thinking to myself, this ain't going to work. I'm getting out of here. This is a wrap. So stayed there for, I think I went for a few days there, I believe. And so left that job and went to another job. And I'm just remembering these jobs, guys. I went to another job and I worked in a warehouse at Winn-Dixie. And this is process, guys. This is process. Worked at a warehouse in Winn-Dixie. And I worked in a part that sometimes was hot, sometimes it was cold. So you had to wear this big suit, no matter if it was cold or hot, because sometimes you had to go in the freezer. I can remember feeling like I was on a plantation there, right? Because you heard these bells and these whistles, do this, do that, you're behind. You know, and people were walking behind you with clipboards and stopwatches. And I'm like, this is way too much. This makes no sense. See, guys, y'all got to realize I was psychologically unemployable a long time ago. Right. I believe that I was psychologically unemployable right at that juncture. When I got out, I knew that something that there was more out there for me. And some of you feel the same exact way right now. Right. So that night, needless to say, they rung the bell and they said, you know, we get a 30-minute lunch. I'm like, 30-minute lunch? What did they do that at? We get an hour lunch. It's always been an hour lunch since the beginning of time. And they said, you get a 30-minute lunch. So I remember saying, everybody, I'll see you later, Nate. See you after lunch. And they're running to their cars. And they're running to the break room to get their food and gobble it down in 30 minutes. And I can remember vividly saying to myself, I can't do this. I can't live like this. I can't have this feeling every single day, day in and day out. So I got my little stuff up my locker, walked out, never went back there again, right? So I went to another, man, I was everything from exterminator. I mean, I can tell you guys story after story after story, but it was all, you know, a part of my process, you know, and every job that I went to solidified the fact that I was psychologically unemployable. And then I landed a job in corporate America and I started to really feel something different about myself and where I was going, because now I know I didn't have a job. I had an actual career now, as they call it. It's not a job, it's a career, right? Because the career is something that you studied for. And this communication stuff in the military. So, you know, I had some background there. So, you know, it was, you know, now a career. So, but I was still psychologically unemployable because I always knew there was something more. So I did that, man, for a long time, threw myself into it. And it wasn't until, you know, that end period when I really said, man, something's not, it's just not right. This is not fulfilling me. I don't feel as if I'm doing what I was called to do. And at that moment is when I had my real first brush with purpose. And I started to realize that the purpose aspect of my life, you know, wasn't really in tune with me. I didn't know what I was doing. So that's when I started to realize that purpose, man, you know, purpose to me is like, and see if I can quantify this for you guys. Purpose for me and process are kind of synonymous. They go hand in hand. They're like two little girls running through the park holding hands, you know, and they're happy to see each other. It's process and purpose, process and purpose. And as you're going through your process, I believe you're fulfilling aspects of your purpose. And I don't believe purpose is just one thing in terms of your life. I believe that we were put on this earth by God to fulfill our ultimate purpose. That's why we still draw breath, right? So purpose to me is like a wheel with a lot of spokes in it, right? You've got a lot of different things that you do throughout your process that should fulfill you, should give you a level of fulfillment. And those different things that you do can be a lot of different things, but it's a quantitative, right? As I'm doing all these different things and through these things little by little, I get a sense of fulfillment. This spoke gives me fulfillment. You may be volunteering, you know, at the church. You may be volunteering down at the veteran center. You may be doing something with children. Who knows what you're doing, but there are different spokes in the wheel of these things that you're doing. That's a part of your process, and it's fulfilling you in some way, shape, form, or fashion, but you don't get the ultimate fulfillment that you need in all of these different spokes. And sometimes you do, depending upon what you're called to do. But then there's that wheel that they got fancy. You know, bicycles don't have a lot of little spokes anymore. Sometimes they come with just three different spokes. So maybe there's three different wheels or three different spokes that you do that fulfill you. So think about the two things that you love to do, and then think about that third thing, you know, the ultimate thing that you want to do, right? So you're getting your fulfillment from different things, but there's always the ultimate thing that you want to do that's going to ultimately give you the pinnacle point, that ultimate fulfillment. But for some of us, it's like our life is like a unicycle, right? It's like you've got that one thing that you're doing that you've thrown everything into, and it's all about focus, 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 focus. And it's the one thing that you're doing right now that is fulfilling you, right in your space. You're riding that unicycle, and you're fulfilling. Every time you wake up in the morning, you're fulfilled. You go to sleep at night, you're fulfilled. It's a sense of contentment. And if you've ever ridden a unicycle, you know it's not easy, right? So it's just like everybody's taking away all of the spokes, all of the things that you've done to get to where you are, and now you're fulfilling your purpose, and you're riding this unicycle, and you didn't just jump on and start riding it. You learned to ride it over time, right? And over time, all of the things you're doing came to this one very moment where you're getting your sense of fulfillment from one thing. You're focused right in that groove, and you're moving forward. And as you're moving forward, you're saying, let's go, let's grow. And you're growing. And the thing that you're doing, you don't need to pontificate on it. You don't need to contemplate about it. You don't need to study it for 4,000 hours a year. You don't need anybody to tell you to get up and do it. You just get up and do it. You don't need anybody to tell you, you know, how to do it. It just innately comes to you because it's all a part of your process. It's what you built up to for that moment. And some of you right now are on, you know, spoke number, you know, 27 right now, and you're trying to fulfill, you know, your process, right? So when you really think about success and you think about how you kill all of the excuses and fill them up with adjustments, right? So all of the excuses you're making is not an excuse that you're making to get to where you want to be, right? It's excuses that you're making right now in your life because you're not doing things that are fulfilling you. So all of the excuses you stop making, and you start making the adjustments. And I believe that those adjustments that you're making feed your ultimate purpose, right? And you know what it is. Nobody has to tell you. As a matter of fact, nobody can tell you what it is. And we, you know, every show we keep coming back on purpose because I don't want people to get wrapped up and wound up and thinking that, you know, I got to find, you know, my purpose. I got to find my purpose. I got to find my purpose. And some of you are walking and living in your purpose right now. You're doing certain things that are feeding your purpose, that are on the road to your purpose, that is your journey. You know, it's your process. So as you're going through your process and you're saying, how do I get success? I'm going to give you guys the formula. You know, what does success eat? What does success really look like? Yeah, I know you've had success on different facets and different arenas. And if that's what you're doing and it fulfills you, then more power to you. But what does success eat? Success eats passion, right? If it's your passion, then that's what drives you. So I watch people all the time. Like I was telling my son before, I said, you know, why do you listen to the music that you listen to? And he says, you know, well, you know, I like it. Okay, you like it, but your passion is to do what? And he says, you know, my passion is basketball. And I said, when you start focusing on basketball and you give everything you got and just focus on basketball, that's when you go from good to great. And what you're doing is you're saying, well, Dad, I can't listen to music. No, absolutely, you can listen to music. What I'm saying is that you have to make sure that your craft, your art, your passion, that's what your success really eats. And whatever you feed your success is where your success is going to come from. And if you're not putting anything into that thing that you're feeding your what you call your success, then guess what? Your success is going to starve. It's never going to transpire. So I tell them, I said, the music that you're listening to is now uplifting. Listen to something that's going to push you in the area of what you're trying to accomplish. Would it be better to listen to, you know, or watch more video on how to do jab steps, on how to shoot better, or better yet, just go to the courts and actually work the muscles that do that. And when he started to do that, he started to get it. He started to get better. I say, son, never think that your talent is less than anyone else's. Never put yourself on a plane below anyone else's. You see, when I wake up in the morning, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I know that a passion for me is to help people bridge gaps. I know that. And I don't need to write anything down to read verbatim to do that. I know that my level of passion is me growing from level to level, understanding that God has a plan for me and understanding that I can't speed that thing up, but I can not make excuses. I can make adjustments and I can become a master mechanic in this thing, and I can take my toolbox and I can realize, okay, God, you gave me the tool for this. Let me tweak this a little bit. You know, okay, what's next? Okay, this is loose over here. You know, let me tweak this a little bit. I'm not going to make any excuses as to why I'm not where I want to be. I'm going to make adjustments so that I can get where I want to be. Right? No matter what, you tell yourself, I can fix anything that comes my way because I've been given the tools. When I think about, you know, all of the great people in the world that do what I have a passion to do, I think about it and I'm like, okay, you know, I can be great too. I never put myself on a level below them. Doesn't mean I don't respect them. It just means that I'm not going to place myself on a level below them. Doesn't mean I think I've accomplished what they've accomplished. Absolutely not. But I'm not going to put myself on levels below them so that I make sure that, you know what, I keep myself honest with the greatness that I know is within me. So I keep making those little adjustments and I keep going higher and higher. If I need to go and get some more gas, I run and go get more gas. I don't make up excuses as to why I don't have more gas. I don't make up excuses as to why I'm not rising in altitude. Oh, I don't have enough air today and I didn't eat enough. You know, no, make adjustments, eat more. Stop making excuses and make adjustments. And your whole life is about adjustments. And a lot of us have gotten into that vein to where we've become professional victims. And because we're professional victims, we've gotten good at it. You've gotten good at telling people why you didn't do something as opposed to telling them what you're going to do. And the reflection of where you were is, I was here, I was doing that. And if you think about where you were 5 years ago, and if the place where you were 5 years ago really resembles where you are right now, then guess what? You haven't grown yet. You haven't. There are no spokes in your wheel. You busted them all out. Your process, you're still sitting back 5 years ago in your process, but there are those of you that are fully in your process. I don't want to leave you out. Man, you're fully in your process. You're like, man, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm building this, because as I said, you heard me say, I'm not putting myself, you know, light years below anybody else, but I'm not arrogant enough to think that I've accomplished what they've accomplished. But I'm making sure that I'm making my adjustments as I go. And if I'm making my adjustments, that means I can grow. Some of us have stopped making the adjustments, and we've just kind of sat back and started making excuses as to why. And we'll come up with 10 reasons why we can't do something. And while coming up with the 10 reasons why we can't do it, we've missed the very thing that can take us to the point to where we can. So don't accentuate the problem. Accentuate the solution. If you put more time into thinking about the solution as opposed to the problem, then now you're saving time. Now you're realizing that your task was put there for a reason, and you were, all along you were making tweaks. It's okay if you haven't started yet. Start now. Empower yourself. Heck, this morning, allow me to empower you. Go get your toolbox. Look at the tools that God gave you. Some of you may only have a toolbox, and it may just have a hammer in it. That's it. It's just a hammer in it. And because you haven't allowed God to give you the tools that you need to get where you need to be. Someone say, well, God already gave us the tools. Yeah, but you can't even see the tools. You're fearful of where you're going, so you don't even know where your toolbox is. Some of you got to locate the toolbox. Some of you got to punch fear in the face, open the toolbox. And some of you got to say, you know what, all I got in here is a hammer. And if you start making the excuse and saying, oh, man, I got a hammer, I can't.
can't screw that in. I can't, I need a Phillips head screw there. I can't screw that in. All I got in here is a hammer, and this hammer's not going to do, oh my God, man, I just can't do this anymore. Right there is when the wheels wobble and fall off, because you're only going to ever have a hammer in your toolbox if you never put forth the effort to get more tools. So you got to stop accentuating the problem. You got to stop making the excuses. Open up. Get you some screwdrivers. Go and get the tools you need. And it's just simple. You can practically apply it to your lives, guys. And I'm saying this, and some of you are saying, you know what? My toolbox is full of stuff, right? It's full of stuff. So go get your physical toolbox and look at your physical toolbox and see what tools are in it. If you have all of the necessary tools to make adjustments around your house, then you're fully prepared. I can go to my garage and I can promise you I got a Phillips, I got a flathead, I got a drill, I got a hammer, I got a tape measure. You know, I got all of the stuff that I need to make repairs around my house on the scale of my expertise, right? There's some stuff I got to call some people in for because that's not my passion. That's not my expertise. So, but the minor stuff that applies to things that are going to make me stand still, man, I got what I need to tweak what I need to tweak. So you can't make excuses and adjustments at the same time. It's like saying, man, I got a Phillips head screwdriver and that screw is a Phillips head screwdriver, man, but you know, that means I got to push my arm all the way here to screw this thing in. And man, this is going to require something of me, and it's going to take me 30 minutes to fix this. And oh my God, now you're making excuses. You can't make excuses and adjustments at the same time. So you have to make up your mind. And in life, guys, that's what's happening a lot of us, even in our businesses. You know, we're not making the necessary adjustments to really get the fulfillment that we need. And we're wondering why we're sitting still. Some of you, man, are doing it. Some of you are out there. Your wheel is full of spokes, man. You're doing all sorts of different things. And that's great. But the one thing I'll tell you, all of you with all of the spokes in the wheel, if what you're doing is a juggling act and you're able to do a lot of different things and that's your fulfillment, as I said before, nobody can tell you what fulfills you, right? But if you're still not fulfilled, then you got to start narrowing that thing down some. What's the thing for me? You may get down to a three-spoke wheel, right? And you say, okay, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. And I'm doing it. Now, how do I get to the thing that fulfills me the most? It's the journey. It's the process, right? So, you know, guys, you know, I know that in my life, if you guys start really thinking about in your life, you're going to start to realize that my journey and my process were the very things that got me to where I am right now. And if you go a little deeper in it, you're going to realize that it's not just the journey. That's the top part, right? That's the icing, right? But without the cake, you don't have a need for icing. So you see where you are right now, right? But what are the things that you have been lacking in your past that have gotten you to this point right now, to where you can't move any further because you stopped making adjustments a long time ago, right? And I don't care what it is. Apply it to any aspect of your life, anything that you want to do. You know, I heard Will Smith say, and I had a conversation with Pam, saying, I believe in confirmation. I believe in confirmation. You know, I had a conversation with Pam before. I can remember in the very beginning of the show, I was talking about, you know, creating. You know, I said, I believe that I can create anything that I want to create. And, you know, and that's not arrogance, that's confidence. I believe that I can create. If I can imagine it, I believe I can create it. And as an upstanding, I told Pastor, you know, what if, you know, I don't have to do it. I don't have to wait and see if somebody else did it. I can do it myself and create it, and it's mine. And as they say, that hasn't been created yet. Nope, that hasn't been done yet. It hasn't been done yet because you haven't done it. It hasn't been created because you haven't created it. You know, I don't believe that 1 + 1 = 2. I believe that 1 + 1 is whatever the heck I say it is. It's whatever the heck I create it to be in the arena that I'm in. And when I'm in this arena, this God-given arena that I'm in, I believe that if I want 1 + 1 = 3, then 1 + 1 = 3. Because somebody at some point in their life said, 1 + 1 = 2. And everybody said, okay, cool. Somebody in their life said, I'm going to create a chair. And somebody said, okay, cool. Somebody in their life said, you know what, I'm going to create a microphone. And somebody said, cool. And people started to use the microphones. Somebody said, I'm going to create every single thing that was created. And God didn't create, in the words of T.D. Jakes, God didn't create anything. He created the tools. He created the materials to create whatever. And I said before, you know, it's a matter of you realizing that you were put here to create, right? So, but you create in your space, right? No one else creates in your space. You create in that space. And you're put here to create. God gave you materials to create. All you have to do is create whatever it is that's in your mind to create, be it mentally or physically. And then the need will come. As they say, you build it and they will come. The people that you may think will come, they'll come, may not come. But guess what? If you built it, there are people out there that will come. And there are people out there that are for you. And I think a lot of us get kind of hung up on the people that are right around us. And I'm talking to somebody out there this morning. I ain't no preacher, but I'm here to tell you, I'm talking to somebody out there right now. There are people out there right now. Somebody's on this show and they're listening to me. You have people around you that have been telling you, no, that's not going to work. No, don't do that. No, you have to do it this way, or you have to do it that way. I keep talking about these fingerprints, guys. There's something about these fingerprints that God gave each and every one of us individually. And each one of them says, you are unique. You're a different person. And if you empower yourself to believe that, then that means God put you on this earth to do something that nobody else can do. It's just a matter of you finding what that one thing is. And every breath that we take every day, every time we open our eyes, the whole reason why we open our eyes and have a breath every day is because there is still something for you here to do. You just got to find that thing. If it's a lot of different spokes in the wheel that you're doing to get there, you got to do a lot of tweaking. Some of you may only just have to do a little bit of tweaking right now. But I'm telling you, you got to start tweaking. You got to start making the adjustments. I don't care if it's an eighth of an inch to the right and a fraction of a centimeter to the left. You still got to start tweaking. Stop letting everybody around you tell you what your purpose is. Stop telling everybody around you tell you what fulfills you when you full well know what fulfills you. I mean, come on, guys. It's a matter of you understanding. And some of you are saying, you know what, but the fear, I'm going to fail. If I do that, I'm going to fail. Man, absolutely, you're going to fail. It's okay. You're going to fail time and time and time again, but you'll never know what success even remotely feels or looks like if you never fail. And that's the premise of what we do in life, man. So stop making excuses. Start making adjustments. And when you start doing that, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to find that things are going to start getting better and better, or gooder and gooder, as I love to say. You know, things are going to start getting, and you start to block out the things that people are saying around you. And you start to block out the things that people are doing around you. Guys, it's okay to block certain people and certain things out of your life when you're trying to move on your journey, right? It's okay. Stop allowing people to dictate and determine for you. Remember, always remember, this is what I'm going to tell you guys, all right? Goes back to what I said, and I'm going to close out this show. If you don't discover what your process is, what your purpose is in life, until you discover that, you will always be a tool that somebody else uses to accomplish theirs. You have to figure it out, but it's not something that always just, boom, pops in your head. You got to tweak a little bit. You got to become a mad scientist. You got to do some things differently, because most certainly the things that you're doing right now have gotten you to where you are right now. So Jay Atchison said he did 10 years in the Army, man. Thanks for your service, Jay. Man, we know you were out there banging them up, man. Thank you for your service. Josh Bashford, what's up, my brother? Thanks for jumping on, oh, man. Great to have you. Vicky Durr, what's going on, young lady? Always great to see your smiling face. Pam says, remember the process. She said, I sure did. He said, he came right on home. And Pam knows what I always told her. I said, if you get on a job and you feel as if you're either being disrespected, or you get to a point to where you feel like this is just not fulfilling me, this is not the path that I'm supposed to take, she'll tell you firsthand. I just tell her, grab your purse, get up and walk away. All right, because what you're doing is you're holding on to something. And you can't, God can't put what you need in your hand as long as you're holding on to something that you're not supposed to have in your hand. Passion and growth, feed success. Jacqueline Shaw says, thank you for jumpstarting me this morning. I need to be consistent with my process. Absolutely, Jacqueline. Stay consistent with your process. I love it, man. I love it. You can't make excuses and adjustments at the same time. Absolutely. Create. No excuses. Let me just read some of the comments all here. Unique, man, that's a big word over here at The Grind, man. You are unique because this show is all about empowering you to understand the process that you need to take to get be the greatest person that you can be. Walk by faith, not by sight. Absolutely. We all have something to do. Our own purpose. Fail forward. Just get back up. Absolutely. If you fall down 2,000 times, get back up, man. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you won't. Absolutely. Don't just be a tool in the toolbox. Be the toolbox. Absolutely. Be the toolbox. You know, it's funny because Pam always, you know, she's talking to our kids about entrepreneurship a lot. And my daughter always talks about she wants to do this and do that. And Pam says, don't be that, own that. You know, don't do that for somebody else, own that. You know, so, you know, it's a great thing. I can't even begin that. Man, I had a blast this morning. I can't begin to thank you guys enough for jumping on the grind this morning, man. You know, as always, you know, this show is all about empowering you and getting you to the point where you can get up and self-empower yourself every single day, man, to fuel your dreams, fuel your goals, and get where you need to be. And I can tell you firsthand, man, that God believes in each and every last one of you. If he didn't, then you would not be watching and listening to this show this morning. I can promise you, when your purpose is over, when your time is ended here, then it will be time for you to leave here physically. So, you know, man, make good use of the time that you have here and do something, man, that's going to help you get to where you need to be. Make those necessary tweaks and adjustments, man, and stop making the excuses as to why you can't do something. So, so we got a few minutes, guys. I want to play a song for you guys. Because I truly believe that God definitely looks good on you. I love this song, man. And here's what I want you guys to do. It's all about going out and helping somebody else do something that's going to take them out of their comfort zone, do something that they're going to feel good about today. And if you can do that with somebody, then you're going to get a sense of fulfillment. And we're going to talk about some duplication and things of that nature, simplicity and on the next show, and really try and pull all of this stuff together. I'm going to give you guys some things that are being visualized here, you know, on the grind. And like I said, man, everything that you see now that's huge, you know, you see big elephants, you know, but they were at one point in time, you know, little baby elephants, you know. So everything that's big now, ladies and gentlemen, was little at some point in time. So make sure you don't allow anything, guys, in this world to stifle and stomp out your dreams, guys. God bless you guys. And remember, God looks good on you. Go bridge some gaps today, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Make sure that God is a part of your daily outfit, yeah. It's not your head.
We all y'all. See y'all on Tuesday morning, bright and early, 8 a.m., guys. Love y'all, man. Have a blessed day.